Should you choose to accept it?
Yes.
Vote bacon.
Vote bacon. See, here's the thing. It's like Fatty feels like, you know, that no, my show's ended and blah, blah, blah. No, I plan on like every day this week, I'm just going to call on my way to work. I'm just going to call his voicemail number and just say vote bacon every day this week.
You should, I think. But, you know, and I'm not going to spoil who won.
I'm going to say that guy was playing Christmas music up until like July, right? He's still playing. Oh, I got another Christmas card today. Here's my little Christmas card music and whatnot. He's like, he has no semblance of like any kind of production over there.
It's true. He likes Christmas music.
I'm just saying, maybe we should just call. Just remember, it's never too late to call the BFO and end your phone call with vote for bacon. Vote bacon.
Born is the King of Israel.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He likes Christmas music.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1845 of the BFO for Wednesday the 18th of February 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to head back over to Spot and Big Fatty, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, late VDS Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are late VDS today because y'all, as I alluded, Big Fatty, that sounds lewd. Y'all went by the P.O. box today. Had a little message there in the e-letters, and so y'all, I believe we've got some late VD things here. So we'll take a look at that in just a moment. Y'all, I've got. Did I hear the cellular telephonic device send me a testimonium? No, Big Fatty, you did not. It was just hopeful thinking. It's true. It was hopeful thinking. But anyway, let's just see. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I got to say, all this winter weather, all this winter weather is... Yeah, I feel for everyone except the people that live on the surface of the sun. Y'all, they're nice and toasty. They've got toasty toes. Big Fatty, they're sweating like a pig. It's true. But anyway, y'all here in Charleston. Let's just see. I'm just looking here at the weather forecast. Y'all, hump day today is supposed to go to 55 degrees, which sounds pretty nice. But y'all, then it's dropping to 26, and y'all the high on Thursday. Oh, y'all, that is what is that? Y'all, that is some fried turkey. Big Fatty, it's been a while since you had that. It's true, and I had some soup too. Yes, Big Fatty. 26 on hump day night, and y'all the high on Thursday, 36 degrees. Big Fatty, you're gonna need the hammer saw. The hammer saw is still on the bed. I've not packed it yet. And y'all, then we're down to 21 degrees Thursday night. Y'all let your pipes drip. Big Fatty, at your age, your pipes drip without any urging at all. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, and I know that there's some VD entries over here at Spot and Big Fatty, but y'all, we're going to catch up on them. Last time we were here, there was congratulating Miss Bacon for winning the, number one fan. Big Fatty, it's still a misinformation, y'all. A turnip head has spotted a Big Fatty. It says, even though it is not Walgreens, I swear I saw Big Fatty sneak in there with a stock boy, gentleman caller. Notice aluminium is on. Big Fatty, you can't say it. Aluminium is on sale. That's aluminium. Minium. Big Fatty. And, you know, Big Fatty's going into the public restroom. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you love to do that. Y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, he's wearing something vulgar. It says, photography is strictly forbidden at the Horror Hotel, but somehow this leaked photo of Big Fatty in his room waiting for the appearance of Mr. Snake was released. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, like I said, I had a message that I had something in the P.O. box, and y'all, I went by there at lunchtime today, and y'all, there was not one, but two, I say, cans, and y'all, there was a package, Big Fatty, and y'all, the first can is a red envelope, it's addressed a bit harder, y'all, and it is from Princess Anna, and y'all were just going, oh dear Gussie, it's taped up, Big Fatty, that means it's gonna have shit fall out of it, it probably does. But anyway, let's just take a look here and see what it is. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a y'all. I realized I hadn't posted a picture of any of the other VD cans. So y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of all the cans that I've received. Y'all, there's a picture of a park bench, and it says love on it, and y'all, you open it up, baby, nothing fell out, thank goodness. It says, wishing you a world full of love on Valentine's Day. You are one of the funniest people I know. And y'all, that is from the boy genius and Princess Anna. And y'all, there's a picture drawn over here too. And y'all, I don't know what it says. It says holla. Does it say holla? What is that? I don't know what that is. And there's a reporter. Y'all, I don't, oh, it's big, no, it's Big Fatty's laying in the bed. I think that mean that is. And maybe I don't know what that is. Holla? Big Fatty, we don't know, but we don't need to know. If you're laying in the bed, anyway. But Princess Anna and Boy Genius, thank you so much for the can. It's just lovely of you to think of Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely that they thought of you. And y'all, our next cat here, y'all, from them is Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims. And old Poodle, you'll be excited. This one's addressed to you. Big Fatty, let me open it then. and it's addressed to me too. Oh, okay. So let's just open it. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to open it right now. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Timmy Sims. And y'all, you open it up and you pull it out. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. And it said, wait a minute, y'all, have I gotten this cat already from someone else? I don't know. Did I get this? I did. Yeah, this is the second one of these. Y'all, it must be a trend. It says, on a scale of one to bacon, it says, you're bacon, definitely bacon. It says, hey, Poodle. Hi. Hey, Fatty. Hi. It says, happy Valentine's Day. You're both. No, what does that say? You're both my loves. Take care of you, Timmy, and hashtag Lexi. Big Fatty, we love Timmy, and hashtag Lexi. Oh, no, look over here. Look at the cat. Okay. All right, y'all go up there. Oh, and y'all, finally today, y'all, there was a package, and y'all, my scissors are, y'all, they're missing in action, you know, when, since I'm moving, y'all, it's from that, giant, lesbian, Big Fatty, is that Miss Beaver? No, that, this is from Amazon. Oh, and y'all, it is from, the gag, Big Fatty, the gag, okay, let's just see. let's just see what this is, and we'll just open it up here now. Hey, this is exciting. oh, dear Gussie. And let's just see what we got here. And, y'all, you know, it's got those y'all, you get those air, balloons or whatever it's called. And y'all, it is from Miss Beaver. Being ready, we love Miss Beaver. It says a gift from Kim Beaver. And then it says returns are easy. Being ready, and it says a gift from Kim Beaver. You may have had him already. If so, give him to your most frequent potent gentleman caller. Happy Valentine's, darling. The Beavers. Look, the Beavers, look how bendable he is. Oh, the Beavers, look how bendable he is. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Ready, look. Y'all, it is Mr. Bacon. Big Ready, is that Kim Bacon? I mean, Kathy Bacon's husband? No, it's Mr. Bacon. And Miss Beaver, I don't know. I had something that looked like this, but I don't think I had Mr. Bacon. I want to say I had Mr. Tofu or something like that, but I don't know. Big Ready, this is lovely, but it's kind of like Gumby. Y'all, do you remember Gumby and Pokey? Gumby and Pokey, Big Ready, we all love Gumby and Pokey. Y'all, they were little bendable characters. And Big Ready, Gumby and Pokey, we just love them. Yes, Big Ready, but this is lovely, Miss Beaver, and I guess it's just something else to pack. Yes. Ready. And Mr. Bacon's laying in a frying pan. Big Ready.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Guru. Guru Nook. Guru Bootsy in Tampa. And I'm Guru Bootsy. Guru Das Bootsy. Because I just ordered a pair of boots from Stompers online. I'm very excited. Engineer Boots. I'll post a picture. I'll keep you posted. Ciao, baby.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudie in Tampa. And Guru Nudie, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, he's evidently ordered some boots from the Stompersons that live above Dr. Stone out there. I did not know that the Stompersons were selling boots, but maybe they just break them in for for people or something like that. But y'all, I went over here to Stompers Boots. It says the best damn boot shop in the world. And y'all, they sell all kinds of brands and everything. And I don't remember what kind he said. Where he wanted work boots or something like that. Work boots. Let's just go down here and look under work boots. Let's just see. Work boots. Refined search. I don't know what. Wesco's. Thoroughgoods. More Wesco's. Wesco's are expensive, y'all. I know that much. Lots of Wesco's. I don't see the Carolinas. And I wonder if they have Caterpillar. Big Fatty, that's the kind you like. It's true. I do like the Caterpillar boots. The Chippewas. Guru Nudie, you're going to have to let me know what kind of boots you got so we can go and take a look at it. And if you've... If you've already received them, you can give us a shoe report. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. A new segment for the little shoe. The little shoe. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy. Oh, Big Fatty. I'm fat. And, I am on my way. Actually, I'm on my way to do something sports related, but it's the day before the Valentine's Day, and I just heard the little show, and I heard Miss Bacon say that she loves me, and I truly love her too. But hey, I was calling because one, I felt like I've been off from the coal mines for a few days, and I just miss you. That's it. And yeah. So also, I was just calling to see if I would see you tonight at the little going away hoot nanny for the coal miner. You know, we'll call him DJ Larry. And I'm hoping, pulling out. I'm hoping that we'll see you there. I'm bringing a date. I am the OG Hut. So anyway, I hope you're doing fabulous, and I'm sure I'll get to see you in your club clothes tonight. So. Okay, I gotta go. I've gotta find something to put in my gullet before I go inside where it's warmer, because it's gonna snow here. Man.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda and, Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, if he was calling on the day before VD, y'all, that would have been Friday the 13th. Baby, how lucky. And y'all, you know, he asked me if I was going to the going away party for a coal miner. And y'all, the answer was no, I did not do that. And there's one main reason is I wasn't invited. Baby. Anyway, that's why I didn't do it. But, and y'all, we did not get the snow or anything like that. And, y'all, the thing is, y'all, I'm surprised. I'm surprised, old Veda. I'm surprised old Veda made it to the hoot nanny, himself, because y'all, he said he had to go fill the gullet. And Big Veda, that takes a long time for him. Yeah, gotta say, y'all, now, you know, today starts Lent. Big Fatty, is that like, well, what you pull out of the dryer? No, it's very different, but, y'all, so you gotta give something up. Big Fatty, are you gonna give up your normal thing? Yes, I'm giving up, asparagus, again this year, because y'all, who wants to put something, with a that looks like a long shaft with a tip on the end in their mouth. Big Fatty, you do, unless it's green and makes your pee stink. Big Fatty, y'all, and by the way, you're probably going to be walking around and you know, Big Fatty does this every year. You know, it's just a little inside joke. But, you know, there'll be people walking around, and, you know, it's Ash Wednesday. And, y'all, you just kind of go up to them, and, you know, they'll have the little cross on their forehead, and you just kind of go up and go, you got a little something on your forehead there. Here, let me get you a paper towel for that bitch. Poor Big Fatty. Kiss my Ash. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I've only got one voice letter left, and you know, Big Fatty's got to have at least two, I say two, voice letters before he'll play the one. Big Fatty, you have so many rules and regulations, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's... Oh, little show. You heard the kids from over there at the at the DI Positive. You know, they've moved to a new night. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, that Arthur and Jason from Too Political have come back. And Adam, I'm sure you listen to Too Political. Would you like to summarize what their political podcast is all about for everyone?
He likes Christmas music.
Oh, yes. Nothing says politics like Crema music.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.